go. You want to hear yours?
What the heck? Go ahead.
Gemini, be careful in financial matters. Choose your words carefully or you may be misunderstood. A friend offers advice.
Charlene, don't you see how general that is? It could apply to any person, any day of any week. It has nothing to do with the position of the stars.
Typical Scorpio.
It's just for fun, Julia. I mean, it's like reading a fortune cookie. Nobody takes it seriously.
I understand that, Mary Jo. I still think it's better to stick to reality.
Ooh, a friend offers advice.
Julia, I know I'm not going to get specific information on how to run my life from a horoscope.
Good.
I mean, for that, you have to go to a psychic. And when I was there last Saturday, Tova was talking about you.
Charlene, I'd prefer you not talk about the details of my life with someone who calls herself Tova of Biloxi.
Well, I didn't mention you. She did. She said, is there anyone in your life whose initial is T? And I said, well, I couldn't think of anybody. So she said, okay, how about J? And I said, well, there is someone called Julia. And she said, that's it.
Incredible. I thought this Tova person was your nutritionist.
Well, she is. She's a psychic nutritionist. I mean, she told me to balance work and leisure to maximize happiness and prosperity in the future. And to eat more fiber.
Well, what about Julia?
She said Julia's not getting enough iron.
I'll make note of that. Thank you, Charlene.
And she said you should beware of a shoemaker on a red horse. That's specific enough for you?
It's bizarre. A shoemaker on a red horse?
I'll just have to give up my tickets to the annual Tom McCann Equestrian Day.
Well, I can't believe it. I just went to my health club for a sauna and massage, and right in the middle of my steam bath, this Iron Curtain version of Jane Fonda marches in to tell me my membership's expired.
Well, why don't you just write them a check and renew it?
Oh, Mary Jo, you have to pay those people. If you just give them a potential new member, they'll give you 3 months free. So, all you have to do is take a little tour of the facilities and say I recommended you.
No.
Charlene, please.
Suzanne, I've already done this for you twice, and the second time I especially did not enjoy sitting around in a sauna in a black wig and sunglasses.
Julia.
Suzanne, nobody wants to do this. Anyway, it's more than just a little tour. At the end of it, they measure your hips in public.
Come on, Julia, it's just an hour.
Suzanne. The chances of my doing that are about as likely as my signing up for the sanitation crew at the dog pound.
Okay, I'll put you down as a maybe. Mary Jo?
Don't look at me. I got too much to do this week. J.D.'s moving his stuff in tonight.
J.D.'s moving in with you? How come I never heard anything about that?
Suzanne, where have you been? I've been talking about it all week.
Oh, I must have been busy thinking about myself.
Suzanne, J.D. is selling his house, and he's buying a condo closer to town. It's not going to be ready for a week or so he's staying in Mary Jo's spare room.
Oh, so you two are shacking up?
We are not shacking up. It's all perfectly proper. I mean, you know, he works and I work, and we're both so tired at the end of the day. I mean, our idea of a big night is to meet at the cafe at the Kroger's while I do my late-night shopping.
You know, speaking of grocery stores, I was just thinking to myself the other day how much better it would be if they devoted some of that extra floor space to adding a few more checkout stands. I mean, I am always either in line behind 400 people with one item or one lone woman with 10,000 coupons and a dump truck full of food.
Charlene,
what?
We were not speaking of grocery stores.
I know. I'm building up to something. Anyway, I forgot to tell y'all this. Thanksgiving morning, I was in there, and it was real crowded with all these newlywed type girls who had 15-pound frozen turkeys in their carts. And I just wanted to say, honey, you might as well pick up some bologna. That turkey's not going to be ready till New Year.
Charlie!
What?
Build faster.
Okay. So the lines are all jammed up, and the cashier trainees are getting all flustered, and finally, this one real well-dressed woman got caught sneaking out the door with a box of Parker House brown serve rolls under her coat. And when the guards were dragging her out, she yelled back to the crowd, it'll be faster just to go ahead and do the time!
Incredible story. Now, Mary Jo, go on with what you were saying.
Oh, it wasn't important. I was just thinking about how nice it'll be to have J.D. around for a while.
Well, I, for one, would like to know more about this moving in business. And I can't believe you'd make a major decision like this without consulting me first.
Why would I consult you?
Are you serious? I happen to be an expert on things like this. And I'm going to tell you, this is definitely not a good idea. I mean, you have no formal contract with this man. You have no protection.
Protection from what?
Anything. I mean, you're not married, you know, so you can't make any claim against him for any of those services you provided.
Suzanne, I know this may be difficult for you to understand, but this is just about somebody who needs a place to stay for a week. It doesn't require the services of Marvin Mitchelson. Anyway, Mary Jo, and like you, she doesn't feel the need to file a palimony suit every time somebody brushes up against her.
Julia, I have never in my life filed a palimony suit. And you're just getting weirder every day. You know, if you're not careful, you're going to end up just like Aunt Callie, making a Clorox bottle into a hat and wearing it into town. If I'm not going to be held responsible, I just wash my hands of the whole thing. All I want to know is who is going to take the health club tour for me? Anthony!
Uh-oh. I know that look. That's the look you gave me when you want me to hose down your pig.
It has nothing to do with my pig.
But it does involve getting your hips measured.
Excuse me, but this does not sound like anything that I would be interested in, but thank you very much for asking.
Well, are you just going to say no without hearing me out?
I'm saying I'm out of here.
Well, now, just listen to me.
No, I can't hear what you're saying. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not... I can't...
Those two really are America's sweethearts, aren't they?
Hi. Is the owner of the Gray Lincoln Town car here?
Yes, that's my car.
My name is Joe Schumacher.
Schumacher! Shoemaker!
Charlene, please. Yes, sir, what is it?
I'm afraid I just sideswiped it with my Mustang.
Mustang! Shoemaker on a red horse.
Charlene!
Quick. What color is your Mustang?
It's, yellow.
Close enough!
What all is in here?
Oh, my kids used to keep turtles in that.
Oh.
Oh, you know, there's really not going to be enough room for all my boxes and things in the spare room, so I thought I might leave most of them out here.
Oh, fine. What all did you do at work today?
Well, let's see. I had lunch with Lamar Byers, the vice president of the club, and I talked to a guy about putting last year's scouting reports on a computer, and I got fired.
Fired? What happened?
Well, hey, that's baseball. It happens all the time. Look at Billy Martin.
What does this have to do with Billy Martin?
Well, he's just an example of someone who's been hired and fired and hired and fired and hired and fired and hired and fired.
Huh? Did his girlfriend ever find out why?
I just got fired, that's all. They're cutting back.
Why you?
Well, you know, I was responsible for recruiting Hector Enriquez.
Yeah?
Right. Well, I probably should have checked him out a little more thoroughly. He's got this little problem with his temper. And he did hit a batter right in the head with a fastball.
That happens.
Well, yes, but the guy was sitting in the dugout at the time. I mean, it's just been one incident after another. It's a public relations nightmare. Somebody had to take the fall. I got elected.
Well, gee, you're certainly taking it well.
Hey, I'm an easygoing guy. I'll find another job.
It's incredible how casual you are about the whole thing.
Well, Mary Jo, what do you want me to do, hang myself? I mean, I'm not happy about it, but something else will come along.
Well, if you say so.
I just hope this doesn't mess up my escrow.
What do you mean?
Well, when the bank finds out that I'm out of a job, the loan on my condo might not go through. Thank goodness I can always stay here.
Thank goodness.
Suzanne, I already signed the contract.
Well, I'm sorry. You're just going to have to unsign it.
Well, it's too late. You should have let me know your feelings earlier.
What are you two arguing about?
As you know, Suzanne more or less forced me to go take a tour of a health club so she could get 3 free months.
Yeah, so?
So he went ahead and signed up.
So what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with it? I'm surprised you're even asking that question, Julia. My health club is like my own little private sanctuary, you know, where I can go and not have to worry about is there anybody else that I know or how do I look or anything. And I'm sure I'm going to enjoy having Anthony stand around watching me do that exercise thing with weights strapped in my thighs.
Suzanne, I am sorry, but I need supervision when I work out. There's high blood pressure in my family. And besides, I'm tired of using that heart rate machine down at the Pizza Hut.
Anthony, isn't Suzanne's club awfully expensive?
No, they've got this special introductory offer. It seems they just recently opened their doors to men per a federal injunction. So now they got to fill a quota.
I just cannot believe this is happening to me. I mean, I'm a good person. I give to United Way.
Well, if y'all will excuse me, I have a little lunch hour jazz aerobicizing to do. And one, and two, and three, and four, and tighten up those buns, and one, and two, and three, and four.
Hey, Joe, you're awful quiet today.
I'm just thinking.
What you thinking about?
How to convert my garage into a guest house.
You and J.D. having fights already?
No, we did not have a fight. I was just kind of thinking about this hypothetical question.
What is it?
Well, I was just sort of thinking about, you know, if you really do care about a man, does it really matter if he's a little dependent?
You mean, does it matter if he doesn't have any money?
Well, that's an easy one. I don't think it matters at all, as long as you love him. How poor are we talking here?
Julia! My daddy was as poor as a church mouse when my mama married him, and I'm awful glad she did.
Of course it doesn't matter.
Well, that's easy for you to say.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, your boyfriend happens to come from a very wealthy old Virginia family.
So?
So you say it doesn't matter if he has money. It's like Billy Joel singing, I love you just the way you are to Christy Brinkley. Big deal.
I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about dependence.
Why don't you just tell us what happened?
Well, J.D. lost his job about 10 days ago.
10 days ago? Why didn't you say something?
Well, I don't know. It's a little personal.
Oh, poor J.D. He must be feeling just awful.
Well, no, actually, he's great. He's learning to cook, keeps the house straight, spends time with the kids. He's even forming a bridge club.
Oh, my gosh, I almost forgot you had a message. He's bringing you a special hot lunch. I thought that was kind of strange.
Mary Jo, sounds like you got a pretty good deal.
Well, yeah, I know. It's just that he's doing what I want to do. All of a sudden, I find myself in the role of breadwinner, and he's home gardening and reading books to the children. Maybe I'm a little jealous.
You know, Mary Jo, it's awfully hard to find someone to love in this world. And if you're going to require that he also make more money than you do...
I didn't say that I required it. And Gloria Steinem, forgive me. I just think that the man should make money.
Amen and hallelujah to that.
Listen, don't you go listen to those two, Mary Jo. Julia went through her rebellious stage, you know, where she was dating artists and musicians and foreigners. But when it came time to settle down, who'd she pick? Hayden, a man with high earning potential. And, you may have noticed, Charlene has dated every stray dog in the Western world. But when she chose to get serious, who did she pick? The Air Force colonel with the rich daddy. And, of course, my leadership in this area goes without saying.
Well, I guess what I'm worried about is, I mean, what if J.D. doesn't find another job and he ends up just kind of, you know, staying with me indefinitely? I just don't think I can handle that.
Mary Jo, hold on. You just made a great big jump there. I mean, J.D.'s been out of work for a week and a half, and now you've got him snoozing on the couch for 20 years in a housecoat and curlers and asking you to loan him money. I mean, he hasn't done anything like that, has he?
No, he hasn't. I don't know. Maybe I'm being completely irrational about this. I don't know. I don't know why I have such a problem with this.
Oh, I do. Women are always getting a bad rep for wanting men to make money. But there is an absolute bona fide scientific reason for it. Haven't y'all heard of Darwin?
You mean Darwin Sanders, who used to take care of our yard?
No, silly. Charles Darwin. Don't you read?
Yes, Suzanne. Yes, I do. But you don't. So I thought, well, go on.
There was this program on the TV the other night, and my nails were wet, so I couldn't change the channel.
I knew there was some explanation.
So, anyway, this Darwin person has it all figured out. He says the female animal will always want to be with the male animal who has the most money, or what have you, because he'll be the best provider for her cubs.
I don't know. I just feel terrible for even thinking about this. But, you know, it really bothers me that J.D. seems perfectly content just to stay at home, even if he is doing his share of the work. It's hurting our relationship.
What are you going to do?
Well, if it wouldn't hurt his feelings too much, maybe he could move out. We did promise to be honest about this, and this is the way I feel about it. Don't worry. I'll put it to him gently.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, JT.
Hi, honey. Listen, I whipped up this casserole. I'm sorry I'm late. I guess I fell asleep on the couch for a second. Oh, by the way, I didn't get to the bank, and I need to pick up some stuff for dinner. Can I borrow a 20?
You've just got to move out. Anyway, I mean, this will be better. I mean, you know, you'll be happier in a hotel. You won't have to worry about cooking and cleaning and everything.
Mary Jo, just help me pack.
Don't forget your turtle bowl.
I'll keep it for Quint's lunch money.
Nah, that's yours.
Mary Jo, I am not so destitute that I need to keep a terrarium full of turtle nickels. I have savings, you know. I can't afford to pay a hotel bill just fine.
I know. I mean, look, this is not so major. I mean, we'll just go back to the same situation that we had before, you know? We're happy together, and we love each other. We just live apart. Right?
Right.
Right. So why do I feel like we're breaking up?
Because you're throwing me out of your house.
That is not fair.
You know, Mary Jo, people live together so they can find out more about each other. I guess I never expected to learn so much so fast. I never knew you thought of me as a big paycheck with pants.
J.D., I tried to explain
to
you.
I know, and I understand. But the bottom line is, you think that because I've tried to make the best of a bad situation, that I'd be content for the rest of my life just to stay home and grow an herb garden.
What if the situation was reversed, huh? What if I didn't have a job and you had to take care of me and Claudia and Quint and pay alimony and child support? I mean, how do you think that'd make you feel? I mean, don't you think that'd make you just a little bit nervous?
I don't know. I guess I deal with it.
Well, that's all I'm trying to do.
Well, God forbid I should have anything to say about it. What? You make the money, so you make the rules. Is that how it works?
That is such a crummy thing to say. I don't think I even want to talk to you
right now. Hey, that's fine with me, because I don't live here anymore. So we're just going to go back to the way we were before, right?
Right.
Where we were happy together, we loved each other, but we just lived apart, right?
Right.
Okay, see ya. Don't forget to water my herb garden.
Yeah, right. See you at the Kroger.
Charlene, is there some special reason you're camped out at the front door?
Well, I didn't want to say anything before, but Tova's coming over.
Charlene!
Now, Julia, I just thought she came over and gave you a rating, then you'd see how good she is.
Charlene, come here. Come here and sit down with me. I'm going to try to explain to you for the last time how these psychics and mind readers work. Sit down. Now, they take your hands, they look into your eyes, and they study your reactions very carefully. They go, Miss Frazier, you have children. Now, see, you've narrowed your eyes a little bit, so I change my tune. And I say, no, you have no children. But you want children. You want children very badly.
Julie, you're good. I didn't know you were psychic.
Charlene, I'm just trying to show you how a great many of these mind readers are reading your behavior. There's nothing supernatural about it. They're just telling you what you want to hear.
But what's so bad about that? I mean, maybe Tova does just listen to me and let me figure things out for myself. But psychiatrists do the exact same thing. Psychics tell you things are happening because of the month you were born. Psychiatrists tell you it's because you wet your bed when you were three. That's the only difference.
Well, that's not the only difference.
Hi, Charlene.
Hi, Tova.
I'm sorry I'm late. I got lost.
She got lost?
Yes, but I knew I was going to.
Tova, this is Mary Jo Shively. And this is Julia Sugarbaker. She's the person whose reading you're going
to
do.
I'm sorry, there's been a misunderstanding. I wouldn't care to have a psychic reading. Thank you.
Julia, come on, I'll treat.
Oh, it's all right, Charlene. It's not for everybody. And Julia might have been disturbed by that incident with Mr. Schumacher and his Mustang.
Oh, that's right, I told you about that.
Didn't make a lot of sense to me either, but I thought I'd pass it along.
Well, as long as you came all the way out here, Tova, why don't you do Mary Jo?
Well, if she'd like.
Well, yeah, what the heck? The future couldn't be any more depressing than the present.
Well, let's sit down. You're looking for a man in your life. No, you have a man in your life. A very nice man. But you're having some trouble right now. You had an argument. An argument about sex. No money. You both said some very hurtful things that you didn't really mean.
That's exactly right.
You've had this problem before, haven't you?
Yes, my ex-husband Ted was a doctor. We fought about money all the time.
But this problem is different.
Yes, it is. J.D. is not Ted. I've got to get that through my head.
Mary Jo, listen to me. This is not such a terrible problem you're having. Go to J.D. and talk to him. It's not the money that's the problem. It's your feelings about the money, okay?
Thank you. I've got to go out for a while.
I'll cover for you. Thanks, Tova. I'll write you a check.
No, Charlene, wait. I'm going to pick up this one. But I guess you already knew that.
Hello? Hi.
Hi.
I thought you'd be here.
Yeah, every Friday night. You didn't return my messages. You know, I left a note for you at the hotel.
Yeah, I know. I was going to call. But do you think maybe we made too big a thing out of all this?
Maybe. It's taken me a while to figure it out. J.D., you know, with Ted, I got nothing but money. It was the only thing that I could really rely on.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying that I want you to move back in with us, you know, and stay just as long as you need to.
Mary Jo, my loan came through. I'm in my new condo now.
Great.
But it was nice of you to offer.
So nice to be talking. What a relief. Those French fries?
Yeah.
We haven't been eating so good at home.
Oh, yeah? Well, I could give you a couple of recipes.
Oh, thanks. I like that.
Why don't you come over to the new place tomorrow night? You know, I could use some decorating tips.
Good. Call me.
I will.
You know, I have this feeling that our relationship is moving into a whole different stage. I have no idea what that is.
Me too. But you know what, Mary Jo? Whatever stage that is, and whatever happens to us, we'll always have Kroger's. Here's looking at you, kid.